Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about marketplace apostles. This service is going to be part four. And this morning I've been treating the first bullet of what we are learning from Joseph's story. Or we're using Joseph as our case study. And the point has been made that Joseph teaches us how we should position ourselves to serve, interpret, and execute the dreams of different people in the marketplace. But invariably, our assignment is to give meaning to God's dreams in people within the marketplace. And the point was made that the dream of Pharaoh was given to him by God. And so Joseph interpreting the dream of Pharaoh was actually interpreting the dream of God in the life of Pharaoh. And so anytime we position ourselves to become solutions to spaces and people God brings us across, we are actually doing the work of God. Praise the Lord. Have I already started preaching? And the first bullet we learned about Joseph's life is service. We said that you have to physically serve when you have the opportunity to do so. And also, in the market, one of the things that will give you value is when you provide service. So that service can be a product you are giving. And in doing so, you need certain qualities. We mentioned trustworthiness or loyalty. I'm going to be teaching this month, in the dying embers of the month, about loyalty to your bosses in the offices and all of that. So we need to also learn how to serve people. Praise the Lord. So we mentioned trustworthy, be trustworthy. Then also, to be an effective servant, you need to be observant during your service in all your approaches. So you could see that Joseph, when he was in jail, one morning he came and he saw the other colleagues. They were very sad. And he saw their countenance and said, you guys are sad. What's the matter? And then they said that we have had dreams and we lack the interpretation. So if for you to be a great servant, you need to be observant, you need to be proactive, and you need to be discerning. Praise the Lord. He saw their body language and read their countenance. So we're sharing a joke that don't take the last joke your boss shared with you to be the new level, because overnight he will come in with a different fire. And if he's the one who initiated the hug, you can't initiate the hug. Because if you begin to think that way, you are going to find yourself in a lot of problems. Oh, boss, give me a hug. You're not serious. Allow it to be initiated from the top to the bottom. You know, sometimes it's a privilege that your boss or leader will come to your level and have some connection with you. But don't take it like that is the new level. So it's important to read body language. It's important to also understand nonverbal communication. You know, it's not every time that you assess places because you just have access. You have to read the room and be very sure that you are not overstepping your boundary. That's what Esther did. He said there are times you don't go to the king until he's called you. And so you need to be discerning to be able to observe these protocols. And we shared that you need to have non-negotiable integrity. As a servant, you need to have non-negotiable integrity. We shared a scripture in chapter 47 of Genesis 14 and 15. The Bible says, Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So this was the business manager of Pharaoh in Egypt. He gathered all the money. He said, this is how much we have earned from selling to other people in Canaan and then selling to our people. These are the proceeds. Then the next verse said, once he rendered account, then Bible said, and when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread for why should we die in thy presence for the money faileth? So I'm saying that Joseph did not have challenge with money. Many people have challenge with money, and greed has just entered the heart of people in such a way that people are not accountable. Now imagine if Joseph had not been accountable with the money. The next phase of life, what he would have, you know, bent his integrity on, that thing lost value in the market. So the money that failed in the market was his biggest temptation just prior to the money failing. And so please note that whatever is battling for our integrity is on the verge of losing value in the marketplace. So don't allow it to disgrace you in the marketplace. This money, if you allow it to disgrace you, you'll find out in the marketplace, your next level, that it doesn't even have value. But you would have been called a thief just for keeping the change. Then you find in the next market that the change even is not even relevant in the market. But the little things, they define what is in you and who you are. And so integrity is very important, and we need to uphold integrity. Please take your seat. So in chapter 41, verse 33, Genesis 41, verse 33, the Bible said, "Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years." Praise the Lord. So we know in chapter 41, verse 33, that now Joseph has already interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, 7 years of abundance, 7 years of drought or scarcity. But in proffering solution, we will talk about the execution later, but I still feel like he was showing us some of the leadership qualities in the statements that he made. In proffering his solution and strategy for dealing with the issues that were going to happen, Joseph said, this is what Pharaoh should do. One, search for men of leadership capacity. Verse 33 said, "Now therefore let Pharaoh look out for a man that is discreet." So there are requirements for effective service, and these are attributes that you should have, or we should have as Christians, as we serve in our workplaces, as we serve in the church, as we serve in the marketplace. I mean, safe to say the marketplace, isn't it? And as we are working with people, these are very top-notch attributes that we should have. And one of it is that he said, let them search for men of discretion. So we should be men that are discreet in our dealings. When you are serving, you should be discreet in your dealings. But even before that, he said, search for a man that is discreet. That means that leaders are in scarcity. They are very scarce around. We are looking for a man. Question is that when they are looking for the man, will you be the man they will be looking for? So there's always search for men with leadership capacity. He says that you need a certain man or a certain class of man. And if you find such a class, you'll be able to deal with the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of what? Scarcity. So all the time, there is no time that there is not a search for men. But even though men are there in abundance, we are not looking for just any man. We are looking for men with leadership capacity. So anytime, that's why Jesus said, "I send you out there as sheep amongst wolves, and be wise as serpent." In the first service, I was sharing the fact that one of the wisdom of the serpent is that the serpent enjoys its own company. Because the serpent is, if he comes out, is a threat to both animals and humans. So, and both animals and humans are trying to kill the serpent. So the serpent has just created an atmosphere where it enjoys its own company. So if you are going to be a great leader in the marketplace, you should be someone who has developed the capacity of leading yourself and enjoying your own company. If you always say, "I'm lonely, I need to just be out there," you are looking for validation through people, you are going to destroy yourself. Because the serpent flourishes in hiding. If you are, "I'm lonely, I feel lonely," No. You have to be someone who enjoys your own company. Praise the Lord. And it's also very strategic coming out. Sometimes it comes out to just exfoliate and just goes back. Comes out for food, just goes back. You should be like that tribe that knows how to go out and come in. Praise the Lord. But men who have leadership qualities are always in high demand. How do we assess your leadership qualities? Joseph said, this man will be able to solve problems. Leadership is not a title. Leadership is functionality. It's only in Ghana, maybe, when You say somebody is a leader, he's thinking about a position. But when you say someone is a doctor, it's not a position. It's what they do. Two of us. When you say someone is an engineer, it's in what they do. So when we say you are a leader, we are thinking about the functionality than the position. Whenever your mind is on the position, you just think about lording yourself over people. But when your mind is on functionality, you now know that you are there to solve problems. You are there to develop people, to develop strategies, to develop different things and solve problems. We are here to execute a plan for God and fulfill purpose. And so the capacity to be able to lead yourself and lead other people and bring them into a place where they will be able to, I mean, for such a big deal as 7 years of abundance being swallowed by 7 years of scarcity. All the people here in Egypt who are leading before Joseph came do not have the capacity to do the management of that. That means that whichever level you find yourself is not good enough. And the moment you think is good enough, you start dying. Because there's always room. He said, go to the ant and learn. You can learn from the ant, you can learn from the eagle, you can learn from the lion. Because God is expecting us to be leaders. If you are not the main man there, you are expected to be a servant leader. Lead from behind. You know, so many years ago when I used to serve under my pastor in Cape Coast, I used to travel, do itinerary ministry in different countries. And for the many different countries, they thought I was the lead pastor of my church. So every time when I mounted the pulpit, I had to just bring them greetings from my pastor. And they were surprised that I was just a pastor under a pastor. And they said, why don't you have your own church? I said, you don't have your own church. No, you don't start a church because you have desire. You have to be called. Praise the Lord. And when they saw what God did with my life, they said, wow. And I always said that you don't need to be the arrowhead to make your impact. The smallest toe of the elephant is bigger than the whole ant. So sometimes it's more profitable to be part of something that is working than leading something when you are going nowhere. And so many people, when they are serving with people, they have problems with it because many people are careful about theirs and they are not faithful about other people's business. You see people who have all manner of energy because it's their own. But the word of God said, he said, he that is faithful in another man's. Sometimes you just have to be a branch that is bearing fruit. Praise the Lord. And be a servant leader. So I'm in the space. And I'm becoming very useful to my leader, to my organization. Which leader in his right sense doesn't want a productive person? Even your parent, though, among your siblings, the ones who are very productive to them, they tend to like them. And you can be emotional about it. Are we not all your children? But the thing is about carrying burden. So when you see men going down, it is because a lot of men lack leadership capacity. And for me, your ability to lead, aside the skills and the different skill set tools you need to bring on board, is your ability to manage your emotions. Because emotion is a time bomb. If you don't manage it, it will explode. And of course, a landmine, if you are close to a landmine, if it will explode, it means you stepped on it. So the first person whose meat will be eaten by the landmine is you. Before it will destroy other people around. You can be serving under people, and especially when you see the schism, the discrepancy between what they earn and what you earn. If you are not careful, you can never give off your best. There's a reason why they protect the wage bill. Is that not so? So that people that, because if you are not careful, wow, so monkey they work. Bible they job. Tell somebody, your time will come, your time will come. There's a season to work and there's a season to chop. If it's not your season, just work. You see, people can be very bitter and you are not sleeping. Sleep. If you are not careful, you'll be emotionally not balanced because it looks like I'm not being treated well. Meanwhile, you are earning at your level. And that's what you negotiate. In fact, when you got the job, you were celebrating and thanking Jesus. You came even to share testimony here. How you have gotten a great job. Is that not so? Now you have exposure to something you shouldn't have seen. And then you are feeling like your calculation is coming. Whoa. So your ability to balance it, even in marriage, is like that. If you cannot balance your emotions, the love will drain out of the marriage. Yeah, and love, as for love, we keep saying that is the least commodity you need in sustaining marriage. The least. Because what it takes to sustain a relationship is way, way beyond love. And many people who love themselves cannot cohabit. So they have to go their way. It's not because they hate themselves, because there is no respect, there is no honor. There are many variables that have to come to play for a relationship to work well. And so if you don't have that emotional balance, you are there and you feel like I'm not loved. Meanwhile, you are truly loved and appreciated. Sometimes when you lose your leadership, you'll be serving with bitterness. And when you are bitter, you hold back your best resources. Because every time your brain will be calculating different things. Emotional stability, emotional maturity, that's where your leadership is. When you are triggered, when you are not happy. Look, assuming you went to a bank and then a customer has just been on the nerve of the customer service person and then it has become pitain. You say, by the time you know, we've lost all the clients. Is that not so? That's what to control your emotions. So. Yeah. And let us grow. Let us grow. Bible says that as your soul prospereth, because when you give resources to someone who is emotionally uncontrollable, we are just waiting for that person to destroy him or herself. Your ability to lead yourself and get yourself under control with all the power you have, that is the essence of your leadership. That I'm in a space, I'm able to lead myself and lead other people and bring other people on board to execute stuff. Praise the Lord. Then he said, you have to be discreet. Say discretion. I said, look for a man who is discreet. That means that not all men can zip. Some people talk too much. And anytime you are around people who talk too much, you are not safe. So you are going to be exposed to levels that ordinarily favor will push you. It's not because you have earned it. And even if you have learned, earned it, you have to understand that it's not everything you see that you say. It's not everything you see that you say. Some people, once they enter into a space, I was telling the first service that there's a reason why you go into office and they say staff only. Out of bounds. Yeah, the management meeting, we just brought you as an ex officio member. Just sit and observe. If you don't have any meaningful thing to contribute, just learn. But when you leave that place, what you do with what you saw will determine whether you will come there again, or even if they brought you there again, whether you will stay there. So sometimes, even a church member, maybe you are in trouble and then someone decides to accommodate you in their home. Then you now bring the whole house to the church. And worst of it all is when you now begin to fabricate what does not exist. But by your own assumptions, you believe that if ABCD is happening, then definitely GH is also happening. So Bible says that blessed is the one who has ascended to the hill of the Lord and is standing there. Many people rise and they don't stay because they lack the ability to bridle their minds and their tongues. You talk too much. Everything you see, you have to go and say. Some of the good things, you wait for its appropriate time to share. But especially when you have tapped into something that surprises you, you really need wisdom. There are some conversations, they are beyond your level. And when God brings you to that level and makes you privy to those conversations, you should have discretion. You should have what? Discretion. Yeah, sometimes your boss can take a liking of you and be talking to you about things that belong to higher level. It's not for you to be talking to your boyfriend. Oh, my boy told me. It's not everything you even hear in office you discuss with your spouse. Your spouse doesn't work there. There are so many of us here, we cannot marry security people. Your husband is a CIA. Some people don't even know that their husband, they are intelligent agents. Because when people know, they don't act well. Sometimes when people, I was just telling the first church that, okay, you went for a management meeting and all the management members, they were drinking alcohol and you were a Christian. What do? Drink your water. Drink your malt. And when you leave there, just keep quiet. Yeah, let them drink their alcohol. Let them drink their malt. That's what Daniel and the people said. They said, you eat your food. Give us vegetables. Let us eat the one that will make us stand well with our God without passing judgment on you. They say, hey, is that what is happening? Hey, when you go to where the big bosses are, vodka, vodka, dry gin, gin, alcohol, wow, bottles. In fact, it's not a management meeting. That whole meeting is called bottles. Because you're a Christian, you don't drink alcohol. So when people are drinking alcohol, that's how you are ejecting yourself from that space. Allow now. Pray for them. Shine the light. They will see your light follow you. And you bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's a reason why we wear dresses. So that some scars are not supposed to be exposed to people's eyes. There's some scars with leaders that are not meant to be revealed to the public. And sometimes when you go near a leader, he's wearing a shirt and he's wearing a sleeve dress, and then you are privy to see the scars. Scars that he's been covering since. Then by the privilege of relationship, you now go and just talk. Do you know the kind of dragon tattoo? Tell somebody that we listen, we don't judge. We look, we don't judge. So if you are going to have conversation, please try to be very discretionary. Praise the Lord. And try, you know, normally some conversations are not important if you are speaking to people at your level or people below you. I feel it's always safe when you converse upwards. You know, because leaders lead by revelation or by information. So if you are going to make conversation, just talk upwards. Praise the Lord. When you talk upwards, it's better to speak to people above than to speak to people at your level or below you. Because if you carry the information at your level or below you to those above, it's not a problem. It's an escalation. But if you bring what is there to this level without permission, that's a big problem. Please, are we together? Tell somebody you need a zip, please, zip. First of all, in your head, and tell your mouth, shut up. Say, mouth, keep quiet. All right. So if you are going to do very well, you need to be a person of discretion. Then you need wisdom. He said, look for a man that is wise. Wisdom is for management. How to manage difficult. You see, a person's wisdom will determine their struggles in life. When we are solving the same issue, the quality of your wisdom will determine the ease or struggle. So you find out, you know, I did mathematics in my first degree. If you don't know the solution, they can give you 10 hours, you'll still be there. Do you understand? If you don't know, you don't know. I think that's what we should say. If you don't know, you don't know. But when you know, you don't need 10 hours. You solve it right now. That's what wisdom gives to you. Wisdom gives you an ability to navigate through very difficult, complicated things. So a child of God in the marketplace must have wisdom. Wisdom to be able to anticipate, to be proactive. Wisdom to be able to just forecast. Wisdom to understand times and seasons. Hello? Wisdom to know when to step in and when to withdraw. That wisdom to engage and to disengage. Some people here, young konkwa, once they start going, is going, gone. But you should, there's a reason why a car has brakes. Because it doesn't matter, and reverse gear, neutral gear, just a wisdom. It's a different times will require different things you have to do to be safe. I pray for wisdom of God for us. Yeah, and sometimes you have a difficult work environment, and if you live there, another person will receive the employment and work there. Yeah, some of the environment you define as hostile. I was listening to an interview by Bruno Fernandes, Manchester United captain. And he's been going through bashing. They are bashing him left, right, center. He's the worst captain, blah, 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 blah. This guy, his numbers in terms of creating chances and scoring goals. All our captains, they are no one comes near. But somewhere, when you are leading, people don't see your beauty. Until maybe when you are off the leadership. So one fan wrote him a letter and said that I've seen Brian Robson, I've seen this one, we saw Roy Keane, blah, 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 but in the contemporary time, you are our captain, and we the supporters, we are with you, and all of that. He became very emotional. And they asked him, what does he think about it? And he said, well, it's a privilege for him to play for Man U, and it's even a privilege to be playing football. That is one of the easiest things to do, to play football. Because some of the supporters who are there, they are going through very serious things in their workplaces. And some in their families. And they still come here to cheer us up. And he said, I've made a fortune. I mean, that guy is collecting no less than 300,000 a week. He's collecting the currency with surname. It's what? Pound sterling. He said, people are going through worse things than I'm going through. So I can't, you know, I still think it's a privilege. So I would take the criticism on board. And because he's doing his passion, he's doing his hobby, and he's getting paid so much from a person who comes from Portugal. Look at how much poverty is in Portugal. And he's collecting that one. You can't be crying. That hostility, you should be turning it as fuel in you for productivity. But if you are not careful, you have an entitlement mentality and feel like, why are they treating me like this? You that came for the interview begging for the job. If you are not careful, you are serving, then you think that everybody should sleep for you. Like what Pharaoh told Joseph, he said, at your word, we will sleep, and at your word, we will wake. But when you have wisdom, you know that you don't need to use that power. We don't see Joseph using that power. Everybody sleep in Egypt. Oh, hey, no, we don't see him using it at all. So wisdom also tells you that there are powers you have that you don't need to use. And you cannot have an entitlement mentality. Yeah. Your laws will protect you and all that. But when you are in a space, some of the things you define as hostility, you change your mind. Please tell somebody, change your mind. Change your mind. Yeah, change your mind. Because somebody will come there and they say, wow, this is a challenge for growth. The thing that someone is calling a challenge for growth, you are calling it hostility. Especially for many of us who every single criticism, we take it on our person. Sometimes they are addressing an issue, you are taking it on your person. You don't like me. That's why you're always talking about me. Oh, my man. You and the job, you are married. But we want some product to come out of you. And so we'll address what you can do. If you like, take it to your stomach. It's your own belly. And when you constipate, it will be your own matter. So many people don't do well with criticism. But when you are going somewhere, it should just spur you on. Praise the Lord. Anytime you are criticized, they are giving you pointers to how you can make your life better. Yeah. So, in fact, critics, they just give you unsolicited solution. Free consultancy. You can do it like this. You should have done it like that. People are paying for it. They are giving it to you for free. Sometimes they are even angry. But they are giving you the solution for free. Please carry the solution and leave the style with which people, you know, address you. Why are you addressing me like that? Collect. Collect the solution and run. Praise the Lord. Sometimes someone will insult you and give you a business idea. Inside the insult, there's a business idea. If you were not like this, enka unfefuomu yese enka, enka ujinahai. Do you understand? If you were wise, why will you be here when your friends and your mate are doing so and so, da 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 da, you are still here. He has given you the idea. But because your mind is very microscopic, you are looking at, why did you address me like that? He has put solution there. My God. The solution is there. Praise the Lord. Say wisdom. Every wise person has a shin guard. Every wise person has a heart guard. Do you have a fridge guard in your house? When the power surges and you don't have a guard, it can blow the whole gadget. So you need, the Bible says, guard your heart. Yeah, when you are serving, you should guard your heart. Because when you are serving, apart from like typical abuse, physical abuse, or in other ways, like your rights being trampled upon, there are many things that will come together to form you. So if you are looking for nice treatment, a nice environment to to serve, then you will never do well. You just listen to the stories of all the people who have made it. Each one of them has a story. Praise the Lord. Yeah. What story are you going to tell? Your boss calls you now, then you are very angry. Praise the Lord. This boss says, he's worrying me too much. What is it? If they don't worry you, they don't carry you along. I'm telling you, sometimes, look, when it's time for promotion, sometimes it's mostly those who are loyal and are ready to work and work and work that they consider. They won't consider your beauty. Wear your wig to become like helmet. Yeah, people are looking for, okay, as I'm going to that, because people's solution is in their network. Yeah, so when I'm going up, I need a very functional driver. I need somebody that if I said, I want you to just tease out something from a huge document for me, can do it for me in 1 hour. So when you are carried on board, what value do you bring to that chain? It's a question you always have to ask yourself. If you're always dragging your feet, that's why you have to go through the hard way of learning things. This day and age, they are giving you a task. You say, I don't know how to do. YouTube is there. TikTok is there. AI is there. AI. ChatGPT. Just name all of them. Just put it in. It will just give you something. And you work around it. You say, oh, I don't know how to do it. What the what's our boss has gone and come back. Wow. The marketplace doesn't respect your tongue, so we speak in tongues. Shukwa, shalakaba, itolakabada. You know, like in marriage, a lot of people are sort of, why don't we do morning devotion? Like, why do we, once a while we'll pray, but you know that you yourself, you need to be following the Lord. You should be praying. Sometimes we'll come together, and families that pray together, they say they do well, isn't it? Yeah, but in case there is not opportunity to always pray together, you, are you going to go down because you don't have a partner who prays with you? At a certain age, we have given your independence to you. At a certain level, we are expecting that you would turn out some things. Find your path. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Sometimes you are in a group and you cannot allow the group to influence you negatively because you know the right way to go. Be very discerning. He said, let us look for a man in whom the spirit of the Lord is. So, we are going into the marketplace carrying an anointing there. When you are doing, whatever you are doing, as you touch it, may it prosper in Jesus' name. People do juju, no problem. You too, you do God. Yeah. People come to the office chanting and very strong. You too, come to the office praying and very strong. The Bible said in Isaiah, it said the lion and the lamb, they will live on the same mountain and none shall be harmed. If you are the lamb, it's not a reason why you should be harmed. Praise the Lord. Come into the market with something. As a servant, come with something. Tell somebody, come with something. Come with an anointing. One more time. Say, come with an anointing. Last Friday when I was ministering to the brother that I said that some one entity came and turned into four. And that mother was a police something. I had to come to the table with something. When he stood there, God told me, he said, don't touch him first. Wait. Something was going on in the spirit. Now, if you don't build spiritual capacity and you don't develop sensitivity, you find out that the revelation God gave you, the pastor, is also going to become your death sentence. That's why the Bible says that don't be in a hurry to lay hands. So this thing we are doing on instruction. Are you here at all? Yeah, so he said, wait small. After 2 minutes, all that thing that I was doing with Tanzi, blah, blah, I was just timing when is the appropriate time. Or else you just take it, try, and then it's going to lift up your hand. You lay hands and you are partaking of. Some people go for crusades and return crippled. And people went to do prostitution and came fit. You have gone for crusade and returned with paralysis. You have to be sensitive. Praise the Lord. You have to come to the table with God. Throughout this preaching, I'll be repeating it, sir, because the marketplace is not for family life. The marketplace is not for love. It's a very spiritual place. And it's a place, the greatest juju there is productivity. You need to be productive, but you also have to be spiritual. Praise the Lord. Very spiritual. Don't hold back because you are afraid of some power somewhere. If you are well vexed with your Lord, you will walk through the troop and leap over walls. Because they are coming with their witchcraft, you are coming with the power of the Holy Ghost. Wake up, you pray. You are connected to the Holy Ghost. He's directing your path. Somebody came to me and was telling me, he said, he's afraid of something. I said, imagine me. I go to this church, I preach. The blind person sees. We cast out different devils from different families. Then you have some small devils in your family. One family. Just one family with small devils there. And they have already defeated you. When we are casting devils from one family to another family to another family to another family, wow. All of them have come together and we have still not died. Because Christ in us is the hope of glory. And greater is he that is in us. Hello? And the Christ in me is not different from the Christ in you. Pay attention. Please tell somebody, pay attention. In this country, no one is more a citizen than another person. We are all citizens. But pay attention. Pay attention with your Christianity. There is power in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Power to the people. Praise the Lord. Power to the people. Nobody can stop you if you are not stopping yourself. Let's go to the market. A brother came here and told me, he said, the child has this thing. I said, go to the hospital. He went to the hospital. He said, it's cancer. They came, they were crying. I said, why are you people crying? Cancer. I said, oh, the cancer, yeah, it will go cry. This child is not dying. These ones are the future of the church. We lay hands, we prayed. They went to do medicine. The thing just, the doctors, Crampo, were shocked that the kind of medicine they administered and the speed with which that thing did. They didn't even give them 50% chance. The speed. Come to the table with something supernatural. Yeah. Come to the table. In fact, most occultic people in the workplace, they hate the neutrals and they love the heavy ones. Yes. Because he knows that he's carrying dark power. But he's angry that you are carrying nothing. Yeah. At least he knows that, Charlie, when Noah was in the ark, in Jonah, was, sailing, and then he said that, let everyone call the name of their God. You know, when trouble comes, you have no God to call. At least, have a connection with your God that you can call per adventure. Our salvation will come through you calling your God. But as for you, you are neutral. It's dangerous, so, to be in the market and be neutral. You will aspire like the snap of somebody's finger. You need to carry something. Praise the Lord. Please tell somebody, take your spirituality serious. Yeah. One time I went to preach in Ashanti region. And I ministered to a family, blah, 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 blah. So the next day they came to see me in the hotel and they brought me some gold. So it was my first time of seeing gold, like raw gold like that. So I was very happy. Charlie, gold is gold though. Yeah. So when I was about to receive the gold, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, if you want trouble, collect them. So I said, they should hold on, let's pray first. We prayed and they left it to me. I said, thank you, I collected it. I said, thank you. But, this is more than 10 years ago. I said, I'm very young. I don't know what I'm going to do with this gold. So you keep it and keep it in your family. When I grow, I'll find gold. That gold, it has been killing people since. And they are looking for people to spread the gold. And I was becoming one of the candidates. I'm not carrying gold, or carry your gold. But it's nice to be giving gold, isn't it? You need the sensitivity. You need the discernment. When Joseph saw his brothers, Bible says that he saw them, he knew them, they didn't know him. Like in the marketplace, your safety is in your ability to see beyond what natural men see. You see people for who they are. When they are just doing all their acrobat drama, you have already tapped into their heart. That this person, I cannot go to the next three levels with. Because even though it's looking nice, it will be disaster waiting for me there. Are you here at all? But if you are just saying, people are not people, everybody is every... Hey! People are not people. I'm telling you. Bible said Jesus, he knew what was in the heart of Judas. He said, one of you is a devil. And he was his finance minister. But he knew, do you know the people around you? That's the question. Do you know them? Jesus, he tolerated him, but he knew him. He was sitting at table with him and he said, that you know, you are going to sell me. So quickly, Charlie, go and finish the business. But we are there and we don't know the people around us. How do you know people around you? By discernment. By discernment. That's why you need to take your devotional life serious. And there's a sister who came here. She's one of the top fashion designers in this country. Broken through big time. It's not even every client that she sells for. And some of the people that she rejects are the people who bring big money. And they get surprised that she says, oh, I'm sorry. Wow, some of them take plane and come to receive, I'm sorry. Because it's not everyone's money you can collect. But discernment. And the thing about discernment is that you build it gradually. So God starts speaking to you, and if you're obedient, it will start growing. It will start growing. It will start growing until that consciousness becomes your normal way of living life. But you see, God is talking to you in a dream. God is just giving you a conviction. God is just giving you an intuition. And then you always just brush things off. So you learn nothing. And even though you are a Christian, you don't have any advantage in the spirit. It's an advantage. Joseph said, he said, interpretation belongs to God. Daniel, them, they said, give us some few days. They went to pray. They came back with, Nebuchadnezzar was very brutal. His own, he said that I have had a dream. Now, tell me the dream. Tell me first before you interpret it. All the magicians, they couldn't. Pharaoh's own is even normal. He told the dream and he said, I need interpretation. But Nebu said, the dream that I dreamt, enter my dream world and dream it and tell me before you interpret it. That's a real level. May you receive the grace to be able to flow in the spirit. That amen can be louder than it is so. One day I was with a Nigerian businessman, big man, who were in London, and then he took me to a business meeting. Big business, big. So when we left, he asked me, he said, Pastor, what do you think? I said, the business is great, it's good, but that is your pit right there. If you like, let's rehearse. You know, sometimes the cat wants to follow the meat, if you like. So he didn't do it. 6 months, the people who went to do the business, they got big case with the British government. Big case. Not knowing the people doing the business, they have gone to steal from the British government. And that is the foundation of their capital. So everyone connected to that business had big problem. So he called me. I didn't see the news. He called me and said, Pastor, the Lord will bless you. You will live long. I said, oh, this one that you are calling me, you are blessing me from like Mary said, what manner of salutation is this? I said, what's happening? He said, you remember that this thing we went here? So I said, hey, what's happening? He said, you told me to do rehearsal. I refused to do rehearsal. But the people who did it see the news. And they went to jail. Now imagine if you took that discernment as a businessman to the marketplace. Sometimes you are there and say, my wife is prayerful. It's not enough. You know, because most of the things, somebody is praying, is doing damage control. Do you understand? Maybe it's about to happen and we pray, we deal with it. But how about the real time that you are faced with something that no one picks it? What are you going to do? That's why you yourself have to be heavy enough. Praise the Lord. No coffee, small. Heavy now, Charlie. Small be you used to, Charlie. For dead, yeah. You should have it. May you have it in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Serving with spirituality. Serving with, you know, operating with supernatural grace. The Bible says that. And please give me Genesis 39 so that we can close from there. Verse 2 and 3. It says that. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians. The next verse. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. The Egyptians saw that this guy is not normal. Hello? Yeah. And God made all that he did to prosper. It shall be said of you in Jesus' mighty name. From today, whatever your hand touches, the Lord will make it prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me just give simple, you know, because Christianity is not, it's not a very complicated something. To develop this spirituality, what do you do? One, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Be somebody who listens to the word of God. Yeah, because the word of God is food to your spirit. Praise the Lord. It's food to your soul. Number two, develop the skill of personal prayer. And you don't need to be a specialist. Yeah. Sometimes when you hear strategic warfare, mapping in the spirit, dealing with the principalities and the powers in the Mazaros and the Pleiades and the Orion, and look, leave all this technical, this, whether you speak technical English, Greek lexicon or whatever. Look, if you are hungry, you eat, and the food does not speak Greek. Jesus said, if you believe me, ask anything in my name, pray in my name. You just need to be born again and have a relationship with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yeah. When I sit to pray, it can be 3 hours, 4 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. But that's a capacity I've built over the years. If you are trying to measure the quality of your prayer by my hours, you will die before your time. So, small, small. Say small, small. I can't hear you. Say small, small. Yeah, small, small. Small, small. 15 minutes. 30 minutes. Commit your ways into the hands of God. Ask the Lord to lead you. Holy Spirit, help me. Show me mercy. Praise the Lord. On a daily basis, you are going into something. Father, help me. Give me wisdom. Just help me. Favor me before these people. Small, small. Even you are about to sleep, 30 minutes. Because you know, once you start praying, even film, the film you like, right, when you are watching, you sleep. Yeah, there's a lady here, very big lady. The mother told me, say, pray for my daughter. Even when she is eating, she can sleep whilst eating. Hey, food. No, it means you didn't grow in my house. With all these macho brothers, I'm number three. No, the food is there. When they take one, it is the carbo and the protein, but people have skill. You see that the meat was 4. By the time somebody goes, it's 3. And you don't know who swallowed it. So you are eating in vigilance. But you can afford eating and sleeping at the same time. Wow. 30 minutes. Pray. You have full concentration. Pray. You know, let it be your sacred moment. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Bible said, long before morning, you go and pray. Pray, you see, there is no special time to pray. Some people make you feel like, oh, midnight prayers are powerful. There's no midnight in Ghana, it's morning in Australia or evening somewhere. Do you understand? Yeah, they say the devil is a global devil, so use all this geographical time to determine what is, you know. Yeah, you pray at the time that is most convenient, and that you have the concentration to focus on the Lord. So that you get the best out of it. And if you let people tie you down to the church, then midnight, those of them who pray, you know, so that they make you feel like those of them who pray at midnight, shalakadaba, in the night where men are plugged, I will not be plugged. Look, you, stress is going to kill you very, very soon because you don't sleep. One day I was here, I called a pastor. I said, God told me that you have done midnight prayers for the past 6 months. Sleep before you lose your head. He said, how did you know? I said, God told me, or I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. There is no geographical time that makes prayers powerful. Prayers are powerful because you prayed in the name of Jesus. So I say, when you are praying and you remove your dress, it's more powerful. When you are praying and you look in a certain direction, it's more powerful. Wow. Look at someone and say, wow. You have to believe that I prayed to the Lord. I believe that it is done. You don't need validation from anybody. You don't need a prophet to tell you that. You know, sometimes they say, pray hard. Pray, you have to pray very hard. How hard? How hard? Yesterday, I was talking to someone from another continent, and he said he has seen a pattern in the family that men who are trying to do well, they die. Like, they go up, they come down, they lose everything and they die. So it has been disturbing him. So he called me, I asked the person, I said, do you remember when you were about to marry? 2 days before the marriage, I called you here and I prayed for you and there was a massive deliverance. I said, yeah, I remember, I can't forget. I said, that's when God sorted you out. Why has this thing been following you since? You know, sometimes when you have been sorted out, you are still keeping yourself in bondage. Look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 so we can close. Galatians 5:1. It says what? It says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has set us free. Say, I've been set free. Saying, do not entangle yourself again. You have been made free. Don't go back into the trap. I am blessed. When things are not appearing, stand there, pray. By faith, I declare it is done. In Jesus' name, it is done. In the name of Jesus, the visa is mine. Praise the Lord. So that you go first one, they bounce you. Don't change your story. Just keep saying it because it will show. It will what? Please, let's rise. See the time. I'm within time, pa. I'm trying this day, so you clap for me. Before when I was going over, but you say, Pastor Oche. This time I'm trying. Praise. Even this one is long. Eish. Tell somebody you are going to be very powerful in the marketplace. But you see, when you serve, you become beautiful in the eyes of the people you serve. You understand? Yeah. When you serve well, it will serve you well. Anyone who serves well, it serves them well. Yeah. It will go around and come and serve you well because you served well. If you don't serve well, see that you will be eliminated from the season of fruitfulness. If you serve well, it will serve you well.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.